And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, watching the Royal Polaris unload a giant catch this morning. And boy, what a great show we have for you today. Rod Halpern from War Heroes on Water here today to talk about their great organization. We're going to have some special guests calling in, and of course, great fish reports and a lot more. Stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show today talking about one of the best events that happens all year long.
This yeah, is a really good sure. show. We have our good friend Rod Halpern here from War Heroes on Water. Good morning, Rod.
What's up, Roddy?
Morning, Pete and Rick. Great to see you guys again. It's been a little while.
Yes, it has. And you are like Mr. Tournament, man. we worked together back in the Catalina Classic days and, geez, all kinds of stuff. And you're on to a new tournament that is really aiding some great people, too. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So we're in our third year of an event that was spearheaded by Anthony Shea, of course. It's called War Heroes on Water. And it's a fishing tournament. It's a charity deal. We work with a group called Freedom Alliance, and they're a support group, a nonprofit support group for vets, and do all kinds of great things. You know, they use the funds to, you know, pay for scholarships for the Gold Star kids, give the guys the aid they need, whether it's medical equipment and stuff like that, or just to help to get them over the hump. And a lot of those guys specialize in outdoor excursions, which is why we hooked up with them. So what we do, we've recruited the best sport fishing yachts. You know, we got the bad company. We got the gamblers. We got joint venture. You know, you got Jimmy Kingsmill, Jimmy Decker, Sean Morgan, you know, Dave Hansen, all these guys taking these vets out. We bring them in. We host them for 3 days on the water. There's a fishing tournament. But really, it's really about the bonding and the relationship that these guys, they get out. The vets talk to each other. They talk to the crews. We make friends for life. We really lift them up and keep their head in the right place and puts it in perspective. And the best part is, or one of the best parts, This is all supported by the Southern California Fishing and Boating Community.
Yeah.
That's who does this. It's us thanking these guys.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
That's cool. So are these mostly disabled vets?
So they all have some sort of injury. Some of them are missing a, you know, they don't all have their fingers and toes, that's for sure.
Sure.
A lot of them, it just got some damage between the ears. You know, they've just seen too much, you know, the PTSD and stuff like
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And just a really
true heroes.
Focus on fun and fishing and something to look forward to, and not worrying about the BS for a few days, just worrying about hanging out and fishing and being with some good buds.
You know, a couple things, like these guys realize they're not alone, and last year, you know, one of the cool things, we get to bring the community together. You know, I got to host a tournament out of the Tuna Club in Avalon last year. Who gets to do that that's not a member? We're sitting there on the deck of the Tuna Club, and one of the guys got up and said, I want to say something, and they're talking about, you know, what's going on in their head. He's like, it's not your fault. You're not alone, and it's not your fault. That's what it does for these guys. They know what's happened out there. And these guys are great. One guy yesterday sent me a video of his family on vacation. Another guy came down earlier in the summer and helped me work on the boat. He's one of those bomb guys, so he pointed out some wiring things I might have.
<you know. laughs>
But, I mean, they're just great guys. We're friends. You make friends with them, and they make friends with each other. We're all friends on Facebook. We text.
Yeah.
And every crew is telling us that. So great crews, great owners, great vets, great community supporting it, and that's what we're here to talk about. We're doing an event this year, scaled down because of what's going on with the thing. We're having a reunion event October 1st through 4th, and we're here to help guys, help the community, help support by joining our boat parade.
So the whole idea is to keep the ball rolling this
year. Well, listen.
Because of COVID, things are different, hard to do big events. So you keep the ball rolling by doing a scaled-down event.
Listen, everybody wanted to do it. The tournament, wanted to do it. The vets wanted to do it. The owners and crews wanted to do
and
it.
And there were lots of boats supporting, too, right?
Yeah, we got – well, you know, we had a limited – we were shooting for 100 vets and 30 boats. Like, we were going big this year, like, just like the old Catalina days.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, with Descanso Beach Club and the casino. We just pushed it. We've already set our dates for next year, August 12th through 15th, back in Avalon. We're going to have one heck of an event. We're looking to raise $1 million next year. We've already raised almost $1 million already in the first 3 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, we've done a lot of good for a lot of people. And, and we'll hear.
And what does that money do?
So, we covered some of the hard costs of the tournament, of course. You know, we get a lot of stuff donated, but you still got to, you know, you got to buy some foods and groceries and stuff like that. The money goes to all the money goes to Freedom Alliance. They collect. We don't have a cash register. We can't cash a check.
Yeah.
They collect the money, whatever's left over, which is most of it. Then they, like I said, they've given away $1 million of scholarships to the Gold Star kids, the kids of veterans who got killed in action. They also, like I said, they help these guys out. They really specialize in outdoor excursions. Why they work with us? They take guys down to Costa Rica, camping, hiking, outdoor things with professional therapy and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just helping guys out with like mortgage payments or getting that, you know, motorized wheelchair they need or other prosthetics. And sometimes they just help these guys get over the hump. You know, had a bad month, extra medical bills, whatever it is. They do whatever these guys need.
It's like, you know, the fishing, boating, tournament part of it. Freedom Alliance knows how to appropriately take care of those guys with the funds.
Yeah, and they're a great partner. They select the vets and group them and stuff like that, so make sure that they do the vetting of the vets. That sounds kind of funny. But that's what they do. They're great. They're wonderful human beings. They're based out of D.C., but they got representatives out here. You know, we do a little booth at the PCS show. They'll have someone come and stand in the booth with me for a day. A couple of vets will show up and stand
as
well. It's awesome.
That's neat. Yeah, it's a great event and great organization. How did it all come to pass?
So, you know, is an Anthony Shea deal. You know, he was just taking these guys out. He hooked up with Freedom Alliance. It would take, you know, a handful of vets down to Cabo or Costa Rica. And he was down in Costa Rica with this guy, Mike Nares, one of the vets, and JD from JD's Big Game, and a couple other guys. And they were, you know, we should do this for more. He sends me a text one morning, 7 a.m. Sunday morning. Hey, Rod, can I twist your arm to run a little fishing tournament for the vets? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I thought we were going to put together a little picnic, like, you know, 12 boats, anchor and pyramid, you know, walk in the park.
Sure.
And it turned into this.
Yeah.
In full Anthony Shea style. And you know, it's been fantastic.
That's cool.
How many boats last year?
So last year we hosted, we had 17 boats. We hosted 50 vets. We sold out the Tuna, Tuna Club, like, we were packed into, like, sardines. We overstuffed their capacity. And we had our check-in, like, our pre-captain's meeting and our awards thing there. Great story last week. We're on the deck of the Tuna Club. One of the boats is out there hooked up on a swordfish. They had a surface swordfish, and they were supposed to be in, but they were still pulling on it, trying to get it. We're in there, like, you know, doing the play-by-play while we're in there doing the awards.
Cool,
they lost it. You know, they couldn't quite – they lost it at Gaff, but what a great story. It's all kinds of heartbreak stories.
Yeah,
you guys have caught
yeah.
great fish, lost great fish. They catch a bunch of stuff. They have a great time.
I remember seeing the photos last year, I believe, on Bad Company of all the guys hooked up at the same – you know, it was like three or four guys all hooked up to big giant tunas and, you know.
Yeah,
like,
they had a triple on those jumbos. And they had this guy, Vinny, and he's a Navy guy, so they launched a skiff and stuck him in the skiff and sent him out there.
I think that's so cool.
And they got all three of them. Plus, they got one more. So, you know, leave it to Steve to get four.
Yeah.
To get almost like 1,000.
Not only Lasley,
yeah,
right?
Right, right. Plus, they had Dorados and giant calicos and limits of cod and, you know, like standard deal.
Yeah. For a day with Steve.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah. But they're fishing with him. They're fishing with Kingsmill. They're fishing with the Beak.
That's
they're
what's
fishing
so cool about
with
that.
Dave Hansen. I mean, they're fishing with
the best
guys. Jimmy, I mean, you name it. Like, if I went through the list of the who's who of who these guys get to fish with, the yachts that they're on, and then, of course, the first-class treatment we give them from when they arrive to when they leave. We send them home with a cooler of fish. You know, we fillet it and freeze it for them. So everybody gets to bring home and share it with their family. It's awesome.
That's really great.
And it's not just the guys that we host. We wish we could host every single vet that there is.
Sure.
But we raise enough money for as many as we can.
And how do you pick the vets? Is it that done by Freedom Alliance?
Yeah, Freedom Alliance. They specialize in outdoor excursions.
So if somebody's listening to us today and says, hey, well, I'm a disabled vet or I know a disabled vet, they would contact Freedom Alliance.
Yeah, go to freedomalliance.org and they have an outdoor excursion application tab right there and you fill it in. And whatever's appropriate for you. You know, they have all kinds of programs. Like I said, some of them are camping and hiking. They have these ones down in Costa Rica, other parts. And it's all donated. Like people have a hunting lodge. They'll donate it. They have a white waters, you know, whatever it is, they have it. And they usually do small, like little 6, 8, 12, and then, of course, they hook up with us. We're like, oh, how's 100 sound?
Yeah, we'll take all of them.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's awesome, Rob.
Well, so speaking of tournaments, big tournament happened the last couple of days, the Masters tournament, and you were supposed to participate, but you didn't, but you know what happened. Tell us.
Well,
tell
I mean, it's all unofficial. You know, people got to turn in their line segments, but it sounds like they had some pretty decent fish and lots of fish
in
hooked
weather,
and lost
too, right?
in some weather.
Yeah.
Which weather doesn't go great with the Masters because that's the light line tournament.
Right. So guys,
you don't want weather when it's
when you're fishing
12 pounds. Yeah,
12, 16, and 20, and 30 is like rope and that stuff.
Yeah.
But they caught quite a few fish. The boat I was going to go on, they got three. It looks like they won
marlin.
The thing. Three marlin. They got one on 12 and two on 16.
Jeez.
And then the second place boat looks like it's going to be Wild and Sack, which is one of my wow boats with Jimmy Decker and Sean Morgan and Eric Lansfield and those guys. So they had two and they lost. They had a triple and a double.
Come on.
And some other stuff. Anyway, plus a single. They wound up with two on 16 and lost a bunch. So there was some pretty good fishing. A handful of boats had two. Royal Slam, I think, had two. And a couple other guys provider.
That's great.
So I was following it on the internet because I couldn't go. I had a personal thing come up, and I had to bail at the last minute. But
really, where's the hot spot?
Right in the corner of the mouth, Pete.
Yeah, right there. Okay, yeah.
Grid 20.
Yeah. Like it was grid 12 or something. I don't have those details right now. It sounds like it moved around a little bit, but I was trying to pay attention and texting with my team, and sounds like they had a lot of fun.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
Good for those
so
guys.
So there's marlin around.
Yeah, there's some marlin around. And there's yellowfin around, and there's dorado around, and there's bluefin around, and there's yellowtail around.
There's fish around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that time of the year where we should.
It's been fun hearing about all this, you know, talked about the yellowfin. Like, you see the semi-local fleet, you know, the boogers and taros fishing full day and having scores of 50 and 80 and 100 yellowfin and, you know, in full day range. And then hearing yesterday about all that big yellowfin that's around, like, sounds like most of that school stuff is big ones, you know, really nice ones.
Yeah.
15
well,
to,
tell us
to 30,
about that, Rick.
15 to 30 pounders, you know, for most of that school size fish. And then we started hearing about this fish that's up above that's yellow. There's local yellowfin to 70 pounds.
70 pounds, yeah.
And then, you know.
Yeah, that's what Mark Risch was talking about, right?
Yeah.
Up by the mackerel bank in that area up there, yeah.
Still have that big bluefin option that's biting well. And then now, I don't even know where it's at. The, you know, our day and a half and multi-day guys are having very good fishing on those, like, 30 to 80-pound bluefins. It's just, it's like everything is around right now. You could catch a football or a, you know.
Yeah.
We weighed a 377-pound bluefin a couple days ago. I mean, everything is in play right now.
Yeah, and it should be.
Yeah.
September and October are always our best months and always the best months for tournaments. So speaking of tournaments, Rod, of course, you were the tournament director many years, Catalina Classic. Are we ever going to see a Catalina Classic again in your eyes?
Hard to say, you know. I don't think it'll be called the Catalina Classic, but yeah. I think, but you know, Russ Armstrong over there is running a tournament calling the Avalon Billfish Classic or something like that, trying to get it going. Yeah. Hard part with Catalina is just finding a location where you can really host a big event.
A big event. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the challenge there. So I sure hope so. Everybody misses it.
Yeah. No doubt. Those were such fun times.
During the day, I remember big days on the Pacific Provider and stuff. There were how many boats?
Well, I mean, when I was doing it, we had 50 or so. But I know previous to when I came in the heyday, there was over 100 boats in those
yeah.
things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But even at 50 boats, that's for Southern California for a marlin tournament. Which is not... It's a pretty good tournament.
Yeah, and they had some heck of a year's fishing. The year that Ricky's team won it, it was probably about the best fishing I've seen up at Catalina.
Unbelievable.
Every single boat in the tournament caught a marlin.
Every boat in the tournament.
Yeah, some of them had quite a handful, yeah. And I think you guys had one of the, 270 or something?
It was a big one.
Yes, and it was over 200 pounds. I think it was a little on the lower side of 210.
No, it was a 270, buddy, I remember.
With Mark Wheeler.
Yeah. That was Anthony's
fall.
That was quite the day.
That was a big day for sure, and I was doing tournament control. I remember that was the year I did it from the Pacific Provider, right?
Yeah.
That was quite a year.
Yeah.
Good memories on
those
that.
Those were great times.
Hopefully, someday we'll see that again.
You know Anthony's not messing around. He made the right text of a guy's arm to twist. You know, if Rod can handle putting on all the Catalina tournaments, this is the you know that this group and this event's got the right bones behind
it.
The
war hero on water, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about today, including some good fishing.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. If you want to join us, we'd love to talk to you. So much going on with War Heroes on Water and all the great fundraising that's going on, all the great fishing that's going on. You got a story, a report, a question, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only your chance to talk to Rod, we got some great guests that'll be calling into the show today. We have also got a great prize for you. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on a full day trip on the San Diego. Speaking of that great yellowfin and Dorado fishing, somebody's going to get to go participate in that because they're going fishing on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. We got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Again, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. So much to cover with not just the event and the people and the tournament, but this is just going to be a great show. Lots of great info. And Rod, one hell of a fisherman, too. So we got a lot to cover today.
Indeed. Rob's an angler. He has his own boat and with a sea keeper and having a great time catching marlin and tuna and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, swordfish already knocked off this year.
Yeah. Swordfish.
Yeah,
that's
they
right.
They went out and got an early deep drop. I wasn't on the boat for that one, unfortunately, but I had some for lunch the other day.
So. Your partner Scott Nagel from Simrad Navco is he scored an early swordfish.
Yeah, they did a deep drop and they got one. And in fact, he's on the boat right now, sitting over in Avalon with his family, so he's having a good time. But yeah, the boat's been fishing. You do a bunch of work on it and you hope it still does. And we've had a couple jig bites, got a marlin, so it still's got the right juju behind it. And we're working through the kinks, but it's been great with new electronics, cleaned a bunch of stuff up, rewired the whole boat, plumbed all that kind of stuff, project. That 6 month project that took 2 years, you know the deal.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you guys did a very real. That wasn't a project. That was a redo.
Yeah. So we're still working some kinks out, but we love it, man. It's been awesome.
Yeah, indeed. Well, hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through 833-288-0973, and don't forget the text option, right, Rick?
That's right. Yeah. So if you're not aware, we basically have a text ability. So if you just download the Let's Talk Hookup app on your phone, it's totally free. Whether you have an Android device or an iPhone, you can get it in the App Store, the Google Play Store, totally free. To search Let's Talk Hookup. It's really the best way to listen to the show, too. It's super fast, super easy. Wherever you're at, we have a signal. You can be listening to Let's Talk Hookup. And right down, as you scroll down, you'll see text the show option. Just click that tab, and you'll send a text message right directly to us. And it's always a lot of fun. It's been amazingly popular, so we want to really thank everybody for that. And just give a heads up that we're not always able to get all of the texts out on the show.
And we can't respond to them either.
Yep.
And we need your name.
Yeah.
So when you text, give us your name, your question, or your comment, and we'll get to all that we can.
But it's a fun option because, just like today, the phone lines get real busy and they get real packed up, but it's a great way to get through and get some shots in there. So, and with that, we do have an open phone line. We had a bunch right there at the first shop. We do have an open spot for somebody. That, again, 833-288-0973.
Indeed. Let's go south right now to Rancho Llanero. Talk to our good buddy, John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, everybody on the show there. I'm sitting here with Senor Jack Nielsen.
The one and only.
Jack. Yeah, we're out on the boat right in front of the lighthouse here, picking up mini skipjack at the moment.
Yeah, we're skipjack kings right now.
Skipjack kings. Hey, saving for blue marlin bait, right?
Yeah, we're hanging on to a few for sure. We're going to probably, once we get done with the radio show, we're going to probably roll outside to somewhere under the porpoise yellowfin out about 20 miles off, and some nice fish. Everybody's limiting that are going outside and getting under the porpoise. Inside, it's picking up the occasional nice yellowfin, a few wahoo as well. Maybe one or two wahoo a day are coming in between 20 and 40 pounds. Fishing's good. For good bait, we just picked up a bunch of good sardine, and we got caballito and ballyhoo, so we're ready to go. We're ready to go knock them dead. But the fishing's been pretty good this week, and the weather's been nice as well. It's been very, very nice.
It's another beautiful day in paradise, believe me.
Hey, Jack, I want to find out one thing. Are you actually having fun this time?
Yeah. It's difficult for me to, you know how to have fun and relax. You know how difficult it is for me to do that. But I manage.
He's the king of siesta, Dan.
Hey, man. He knows how to live, for sure. And I saw your post on Facebook the other day that the ranch is looking great from your favorite room up there, the Perch. Oh, boy, it's really looking good, huh?
Yeah, Jack's Hideaway. It's true.
Yeah, it's been nice. And again, the weather's just been really, really nice. Not as hot as it normally is this time of year. And cool afternoons, nice little breeze. It's been really, really nice. And the fishing's been decent this week. Not great, but a lot of yellowfin been picking up.
Wow. Fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, we still have a couple spots available on our Rancho Leonero Make Good tournament October 8th, where we're running it simultaneously with our Palmas de Cortez tournament. Still a few spots available at Rancho Leonero if you want to join us down there or anytime. This is prime time, September, October. Great time to be down at Rancho Leonero. How do we get a hold of you, John?
It sure is. Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholandair.com. A lot of photos on there, guys. Check it out.
A lot of good fishing going on. Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate the call. And, you guys have fun, and make sure Jack has fun, too. I know it's tough for him.
Yeah, roger that. We'll try and have fun.
All right. Very good. All right, thanks. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate the call this morning. All right, phones are packing up. Ricky, let's jump into it.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with John? He's calling us from Escondido. John, thanks for getting us started on the phones here this morning.
My question is, you guys have a 6-day trip in November on the Royal Polaris. Do you have any idea what, if there were some spots open, do you know where they might go since Guadalupe is close?
On a 6-day, they're going to fish all this good fishing from San Clemente Island all the way down to the ridge.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of different options, right, Rick?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, November, it's hard to say what'll happen. That was one of the very best months for the big bluefin close to home, although it would be a long way to go, even as far as Alejos Rocks would be in the play. For sure, the upper end of the ridge, all that great yellowtail fishing and yellowfin tuna fishing. Lots of good options. Yellowtail, yellowfin, dorado, tuna, wahoo would be a potential, and then, like you say, Pete, the potential of having that real big bluefin up at home would be hard to deny, too.
And there was one more thing, gentlemen. Hey, I got a notification from CCA, and they got I don't know if it's a tournament or what, but it's on the 11th of October. They got boats for the Inland Empire, San Diego, L.A., Orange County. Is it a fundraiser, or... is that something you guys could talk about or know anything about?
We'll see if we can find out. Go to ccacalifornia.org, and you'll be able to find out more about that.
Yeah,
for sure.
And if we'll, I'll do a little research, see if we can't find out later on the show for you, John.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, thanks, guys. It was good to hear that you're on the mend, Ricky, and that you're doing well.
Thanks, buddy.
In fact, we do have that 6-day on the Royal Polaris is December 8th through 14th. And there's still spots available on it, too. So if you want to go, that's prime time. For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right, let's jump right back into him. Talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hey, Mike, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. The reason I'm calling is that I love your show, and I go fishing about once a year, a 3/4-day boat. And I usually decide when to go according to the counts in the paper. And now, for some reason, the union has stopped putting the fish counts in the paper. And
that's because
number one, why have they stopped? Number two, in lieu of that, what's the best way to get the counts to know when to go?
Go. It's been real good for a long time. All joking aside, I mean, the counts are, the best way to do it now would be through all the different social media outlets, because you'll get the counts
the
same day they happen.
Fisherman's Landing, C4, Sport Fishing, Point Loma Sport Fishing. If you're looking at the San Diego landings, just go to their websites and they give a daily tally of each boat of what's going on.
Yeah, I know. Okay. It's this way at Fisherman's Landing, and I'm sure all the other landings, in fact, I know it is. I mean, those guys are in contact with the boats multiple days. I mean, our fish counts and updates are updated, you know, 4, 5, 6 times a day. Like, when they get a call from the boat, it immediately goes up onto the website. So you're not only getting final count, but you'll even get things like, you know, hey, the boys had a stop for 25 this morning, great fishing, that kind of thing. So I would just go to the landings, go to the individual boats as far as their social medias go. And honestly, if you want to go, it has been a phenomenal year for three-quarter day, full-day style fishing this year. So much so that the boats are full, like full, like, you know, during, you know.
You can't just wait for the counts to go up and then, like, book a trip.
They're up and have been up for a long time, and yeah. I think most of the boats are booked out a ways in advance. So the best thing to do is just right now, we're having such a good year, pick a time that fits your schedule that's appropriate, book your spot, and just know that the fishing's been so great, odds are it'll continue when you go.
All right. Hey, good luck. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, Rod, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What if a person, one of our listeners, has a boat and they want to participate with you?
So the best thing to do, we have our website, warheroesonwater.com, and that's H-E-R-O-E-S. But warheroesonwater.com, we call it WOW. But you go on there. And
Warheroes on Water.
Yeah. You can find us on Facebook, but we have our website, and you go on to there, and we have kind of a place where you can go, like, you know, if you want to participate, kind of type in your name, address, phone number, stuff like that, and probably you'll get a phone call from me. Quite honestly, if you want to have some stuff, you can call my cell phone after this show. That's at 714-293-3290. 714-293-3290. It's my cell phone. I'm in the tournament business. I answer my phone to everybody and see what happens. But no, we love the guys. If you got the right kind of yacht that is suitable of hosting guys for 3 days, and you're a good fisherman, like, we set the bar pretty high. A lot of guys want to do it, but what they can do this year, we're having a boat parade October 1st in Newport. So you got a boat and want to support, or don't have a boat and you want to come and rent a Duffy, or you want to trailer it up there, or maybe I'll work with one of the landings and do a charter, a Newport landing, or, you know, Davies or something like that. But we're really trying to get the troops rallied to support the guys and show the support this year. So
tell us about the parade.
So Thursday, October 1st, 4:30 p.m. till dark or so, we're doing a veterans parade. It's a War Heroes on Water parade. It's not a political parade. It is to support the vets and everything that we do. So, again, go to our website and click on the 2020 tab, and you can kind of register yourself there. We got to do some registration because for the Harbor Patrol, we got our permits and stuff like that. We got a big name singing the national anthem. I don't think I'm allowed to say who it is yet.
Okay.
It's pretty good guy.
Cool.
So we're doing some entertainment a little bit. Then we're doing a parade through Newport. And it's a great way to really do it.
And anybody can participate.
Anybody, man.
I love that.
Bring your boat. If you got a boat in the area, take it there. Trailer it up there if it's that. If you want to do, again, the Duffy Boat Rental guys are working with us. Just reach out to us.
Cool.
Get on the water, and I'll probably call one of the landings, see if we can't put a boat together for guys just to show up and go and support.
What a great call with, you know, things not being able to be as big as you'd hoped because of the whole COVID deal, for now everybody to get to participate and show some support. And this is great.
Yeah. That's really what we're trying to do. Like, again, this is our community showing support for the vets. Southern California, big veteran community here, you know, with all the military bases here in San Diego and Camp Pendleton and all the way up in the Channel Islands. So, you know, we just we love these guys. We want to show the support. And, you know, so that's a good way to show up and just kind of have a nice cruise through Newport, fly your American flag, and honk your horn, listen to the national anthem, and just, you know, come join us, man. Come show these guys the love. They really, 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 really appreciate it.
Now, is this a fundraising thing for you guys, or this is more just a support thing? I mean, does everybody kick in to be part of the parade? Like, how does that part work?
Listen, our cash register is always up. Like, you always go on the same website and click donate now and make a donation, and we would love to have it. We know it's a tough year for that.
Sure.
So it's always a fundraiser. But, no, this parade is all about just showing your support. We've got these special flags. I got one here, these white War Heroes on Water flags, cool. Like tournament flags. So if you register, we'll get you one of these flags. You can fly it so everyone knows you're part of the deal. It's a good keepsake.
Awesome.
I'll leave a couple here on the table for you guys. I got 100 more. So we were hoping to get at least 100 boats in this thing, maybe more. Like, we, you know, really to do that sort of deal. So it's a great way to show the support. It's a great afternoon, a Thursday afternoon. You know.
Sure. Thursday, October 1st, it starts at 4:30 p.m.
4:30.
But you do want people to register.
It really will help us out if they can. Number one, understand who's going to be there. We got to, you know, we just got to jump through some hoops for the Harbor Department. This is a permitted thing. We do things above board around here.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, 833-288-0973 or the text option. Go to the Let's Talk Hookup app and hit text the show and text us your question or comment. And let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, buddy. We're going to talk to Mark. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, Mark?
Great.
Hey, I just want to say that we really appreciate Ron for everything he does. Really good what you're doing, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, indeed. Well, that's really great.
Well said.
Yeah.
And it's Rod, but
I'll get it. Yeah, that's okay. I answered to Rod.
Rod.
Yeah. Listen.
I've called him a whole lot of things worse than that. So no problem. Yeah. He's answered back every time, so no worries there.
Yeah, I've been doing tournaments for 20 years everywhere from San Francisco, Crowley Lake trout fishing with on the fly, San Diego, Cabo, Ensenada.
Goodness.
This is by far the most rewarding thing that I've done, and I do this one for free.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. Huh?
Yeah. That's cool, right?
Yeah, indeed. All right, we have a very special guest on the line right now, Mike Nares.
Mike Nares.
Yeah, and Rod, why don't you tell us about Mike?
So Mike is probably the inspiration for War Heroes on Water. He's fished with Anthony a couple times in previous, and while Mike was on the boat, Anthony texted me and said, hey, you know, let's do that tournament like we talked about. So he's a freedom. He's one of the vets that participated. He was on a big double with 200-pound bluefins the first year. He was just fishing with Anthony last week in Cabo, and but now through this, he's with Freedom Alliance now. They hired him as one of their outreach guys because he gets it, he knows it, and he's a super solid guy. And I'm super glad he's on the call.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing terrific. So tell us what this War Heroes on Water means to you.
It has a special spot in my heart. Like Rod said, I've been part of it from the beginning. But it brings two communities together. And you don't see that a lot going on in the world nowadays. Yeah. The veteran and civilian community. You get to see what, you know, true patriotism is from the civilians in the tournament. It's really inspirational.
How did you get involved in the tournament?
Me and Anthony were sitting on his boat in Costa Rica, and
you were
we're just talking
to him before.
I'd known Anthony for about a year.
Okay.
And we went to Costa Rica. He just started throwing out ideas, and then literally he posted on social media, and the next day it was up and running.
Anthony seems like the type of guy, when he gets a good idea, like, that idea is happening. You know, whether you're ready or not, buckle up. Like, if he's got a good idea, it's going down.
Yes,
Mike,
sir.
you hooked up with Anthony originally through Freedom Alliance. Is that true?
Yeah, yes, sir. It is. I met Anthony in Cabo in 2016. One of the years, and then me and Anthony just stayed in contact after that, and it was a wrap as a friendship.
That's great.
That's cool.
Now, what do you do now? Rod had mentioned that Freedom Alliance got a hold of you and put you on the team. What is it that you do for Freedom Alliance, Mike?
I'm a program officer, so I set and arrange trips for veterans.
Cool.
And I go and experience those trips with veterans, and I just... Well, I just got hired this year, so I've only got to do a couple trips. But from being a participant in these trips, and you see the joy of the veterans' faces when you go on these trips, it's
awesome.
It's amazing.
What a perfect thing, you know, both being in their shoes, kind of knowing, you know, knowing what those guys are going through, and know how to, you know, coach them along to what the great trips and what they mean, and what a rewarding thing that must be. I mean, you've got to be the perfect liaison of, you know, knowing both sides of it, and, you know, knowing what a great thing it is, and an advocate for both. That's awesome, Mike.
Yeah, from the first time I went on a trip with Freedom Lines, it was something I wanted to do. I just didn't know how to get into it, and then over the years of just getting to know the people at Freedom Alliance, it just happened. It's like a dream come true.
That's great. And are you looking forward to this year's tournament?
I look forward to it every single year.
It must be great being out there with your fellow war heroes and being able to turn them on to something you love and are so passionate about too.
Yeah, it's awesome to see the joy. I've met some really cool people that have been, now they're lifelong friends. And when you're a veteran, there's a lot that goes on in your head, and you think that you're the only one that's going through it. And then you see everybody get together, and everybody's going through the same thing. And then, you know, you get to heal together. I don't know. It's
I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Rod was saying that same thing, that, you know, everybody that's participated, you know, you become like, you're not friends for the weekend, you're friends afterwards, and everybody keeping in touch, and especially the platform like this where you're spending several days together, and, you know, both the celebrations and the fishing and the excitement of catching, and then the, you know, the losing and going away and the ribbon with the buddies, and said that this event is so unique, and that, you know, it's not just a couple hours of fishing. You're making friends for a lifetime.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So tell us what it's like pulling on big bluefin tuna with your fellow veterans there.
Well, the one that we got the first year, I was actually lucky enough to be on the same boat with my buddy Chris Moran, who I had served with in Korea and Iraq both times, and then Afghanistan together. And I wasn't gonna quit. It was probably one of the hardest things I've had to reel in, and, you know, my buddy Chris was dealing with a toothache, and so the side of his face was swollen while he was reeling his in.
Oh.
And he got the bigger one. He fought his for 2.5 hours, and I fought mine for 1 hour and 20 minutes, 1 hour and 30. And the harness was on backwards, upside down. So it made it extra hard. And Colby, we didn't realize that, me, Colby, and Jimmy didn't realize that the harness was upside down until about 3/4 of the way through my fight.
Oh,
and
hilarious.
They're like, I don't know how you did that. And I was all, dumb luck,
but
I guess.
But you got it. How big?
I was about 180.
Nice.
180.
Right on, Mike. That's rad.
That's cool. It's Steve Lasley at the helm, right?
And that was Jimmy King's.
No,
that was Jimmy King's.
Jimmy King's Mill.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Another
yeah.
great
You only
guy.
Got Jim Kingsmill and Pat Holmes. They can't figure out how to put it.
Oh, right. Exactly. I mean, you talk about an all-star lineup. It's like, who do you want to fish with? You got the Beak. You got the Jimmy Kingsmill, Steve Lasley. I mean, some of the greats, right?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, Mike, congratulations on the success of this event. And I know you're really, you and Rod and Anthony all work hard to make it happen. And we'll look forward to this year's boat parade Thursday, October 1st in Newport, and then the big event out of Catalina, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, these guys, like, when we finish the boat parade, the yachts that are fishing, they're going to keep going right out of Newport Harbor
right
and then go fishing
this
for 2 days.
This is the kickoff.
This is it. Yeah, this
yeah.
is it. So we're going to load them up. We're going to do the boat parade, and they're going to keep on trucking. They're going to head west and wake up in the morning, gray light on the grounds. One thing I want to say about Mike, and he told me this story, I hope it's okay, is
it's cool.
he enlisted right after 9/11. That was his motivation.
Oh.
And being it this week and everything like that.
Yeah.
But, so he I know he broke some hearts at home with his family and stuff like that.
Sure.
But his heart's in the right place, and he loves his country. And if you ever want to see something great, go to our warheroesonwater.com. Hit the videos. Mike gave a little speech last year, and we recorded it. You got a couple different videos of Mike telling what this is about, what it means to him, and bring some tissues, okay?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mike, thanks for your service, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you,
thank
Mike.
You.
And, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Appreciate it.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A lot more talking about War Heroes on Water. Lots of great information. We got catch reports coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season, May through September. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, also crabbing. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out online, qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And tell you what, when it comes to marlin fishing, what are you choosing?
Trinidad 30A, no doubt about
yeah.
it. Like, you know, we always talk jokingly about how they make the best things for some things. And boy, for casting a mackerel at a marlin, there's no better reel in the
oh,
world
yeah.
than that. Great free spool, good line capacity. but still maintaining very high torque out of a single-speed star drag reel. And when it comes to casting, nothing beats a single-speed star drag Trinidad. That is the Cadillac and the best casting. But you still need to have the power to deal with a 100 or even a 200-pound fish, and Trinidad A is where it's at.
Trinidad A, whether it be for tuna, marlin, or yellowtail, it's the ultimate casting reel, and you load it up, like on that 30, you load it up with Parapro Max Quattro.
Totally.
And you put your top shot on, you've got a machine that will get that fish.
Yep, you could put over 350 yards of 80-pound Max Quattro backing and still have a nice big 100, 125-yard top shot of mono, give you some cushion, give you some cast. It's the ultimate setup.
Yeah, the Trinidad A from Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here this morning. So much going on. If you want to be a part of the show, ask a question, get involved, have your shot at winning that full-day trip on the San Diego, 833-288-0973.
All right, well, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. Let's talk to Arnie. He's calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Arnie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How are we all doing?
Great, Arnie. Good morning.
Yes. Oh, first of all, I'd like to thank Rod and Anthony for what you guys do for the veterans. It's so appreciative that you guys take care of these guys who do so much and sacrifice so much for all of us. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You're welcome. It's not us, dude. It's this whole community. We get the credit, but you guys all do the heavy lifting. We can't do it without everybody.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Well, first thing I'd like to say is, Pete, congratulations on 29 years of excellence with Let's Talk Hookup, buddy.
Thank you very much, Arnie.
We appreciate all your help, too. Oh, no worries, buddy. What I actually have to report here is that we had the CCA San Diego chapter virtual banquet last weekend. I just want to give you guys a recap of what happened. We'd first like to thank everyone who participated in our San Diego chapter virtual banquet. We had over 50 participants, many of you who signed up at last week's Let's Talk Hookup Live Remote at El Cajon Ford. We would like to thank many of the generous donors who provided many of our prizes. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, thank you, Ricky and Doug. Dana Landing, Seaforth Landing and Tackle Shop, Luke from Angler's Choice, Micah from M&M Custom Rods, and many others that I don't have time to list. We'd like to extend a very special thank you to Art and Celia from Search for Sport Fishing, who have been a loyal supporter of CCA San Diego Chapter since its inception in 2015. And we'd like to give a second very special thank you to you, Pete, and Let's Talk Hookup for helping get the word out to make our event the success it was. I'd also like to thank the San Diego team for everybody who helped out, Steve and Sandra Moat, Harry Walker, David Chavez, Mike Mayer. And if I forgot anybody, I'm sorry if I just forgot you guys. But thank you, everybody. I'd like to also announce the winner of the grand prize of the day and a half trip on the Searcher and the custom wrap M&M rod. That was Andrew McLaren. Congratulations,
hey,
Andrew.
Congratulations.
All right. Andrew. Thanks to everybody for helping raise funds for CCA. That's our future for sure. And thanks, Arnie, for all your hard work with CCA, and sure appreciate the update. Thanks very much.
Yeah, great. That's awesome.
No worries.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for a catch port. Today, the catch port sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now as well, your private boat catch, they'll take care of those big blue fins. If you have a nice score on Dorado and Yellowfin, drop it off to Fisherman's Processing. There's nobody that'll do it better. And now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We're going to head on up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man. Captain Chris Pika's on the line. What's up, Pika?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing this week?
Doing great. Great. You're filling in again.
One of those flashback Sundays again.
Yes.
Hey,
yes,
guys, I'm covering for Wally. He's down. He's on the Pacific right now fishing with Andrew Viola and Big Al, and he's taking his son out, so I told him I'd cover the show.
That's
for him.
Awesome.
But guys, check it out. Oh my God. Big Bonita hit the coast yesterday. Oh, we were having such a blast. It was straight up old school Bonita fishing. And we're getting Bonita all sizes, right? You know, of course we're getting some of these little Bonita in there, you know, the 2 to 4 pound models, but then we're getting some of those 7 to 10 pound models, and it's a lot of fun. It all depends on what stock you're getting. It's kind of like flipping the coin, you know. Sometimes while you're trolling, sometimes you get some of the little ones. Sometimes you'll hook up with some, you know, with a big school. And let me tell you something. Yesterday, guys, I hit the mother load. It was so much fun. I hit one of those big schools, and these guys were just running around the deck, and blood's flying. We talk about bloody decks. Yeah, I had that real fun. That boat, it was, oh, God, when we were done, it was a mess. It was so much fun. Fish flying over the rail, people gaffing, you know, people going under and around and over. I mean, these were bigger bonita, and these guys, they actually had to follow that fish. It was fun.
That's,
you know, but besides that, besides the bonita and stuff hitting, guys, you know, there's been some good bass fishing. This water temperature's coming back up, and it's kind of stabilizing. So we've been, you know, getting some good bass fishing. It's like the low, I'd say from 69 to 71, we've been picking up some water temps in between there. And hopefully it'll stay that way, you know, on the coast here. But that leads to really good bass. I mean, that led to really good bass fishing. We've had some, you know, real good calico bites, as well as it's actually a mixed bag of sand bass and calico, you know, because in a lot of the spots, the kelp is gone in some of those spots. And then some areas, the kelp's growing back, starting to grow back pretty good. But, you know, there's a good mix of calico bass and sand bass. And guys, there's been some bonita moving in. And then also there's been yellow showing up, too, on some of those spots. And like, you know, excuse me, but there's been some yellowtail action too, which has been a lot of fun. That's in on the coast, you know, guys. Then that's in our half day range and three quarter day range right there, you know, twilight range. But you know, they're also shooting offshore, and there's been some yellows underneath the patties, and of course starting to see some Dorado underneath some of the patties offshore there. And of course we got the some of the boats out fishing the island, and you know, it's basically like the you know, your yellowtail fishing on her, and also you have the bonita and the bass and stuff that's all over there.
Lots of variety going on, right? Oh, man, the variety is just insane all over. And if somebody wants to come fishing and grab some of this great fishing, Pika, how do we do it at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing?
All right. You guys give us a call here at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and the phone number is area code 949. 496-5794. You can look us up at the web at DanaWharf.com. You could also friend us on Facebook. You can get our Dana Wharf Sport Fishing app and hop on a boat, guys. It's actually a really good time to go. This is one of my favorite times of year. well, normally, because kids go back to school, but
it's kind of different now.
Well, good weather and great fishing. That's what we like to hear at Dana War Sport Fishing. Pika, appreciate a great report, and we'll look forward to either hearing yourself or we'll hear your partner in crime next week.
Roger that. You guys have a great week. And take
care.
Thanks,
Pika.
Appreciate that. While we're standing by for Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, to complete the fish report today, I got a text question from Dave listening from his pool in Ladera Ranch. And he said, can you give out the info on the October 1st boat parade in Newport? I'm trying to sign up now. Thanks.
Yep.
Once again, so how does somebody wants to participate in the War Hero on Water boat parade in Newport, October the 1st. They get a flag to represent.
Yeah.
They need to sign up ahead of time.
Yeah. So go to our website, warheroesonwater.com, and click the 2020 tab for the 2020 event, and there's a little spot there for you to type in, you know, your name, address, phone number, stuff like that in the comments, so that you can, we need your contact information, and we'll reach out to you with the final details. But it's, you know, you have your boat there at 4:30 at the turning base, and all the stuff's on our website and our Facebook page.
Okay, so very good. And once again, if you want to text us like Dave did, whether from the pool or from your backyard or wherever, it's easy. Just go to our Let's Talk Hookup app on the Google Play or the App Store. It's free. Download the app. You can do everything Let's Talk Hookup on there. You can not only text the show, you can listen live to the show, the stream. You can also call the show on there. And, of course, you can listen to those great archives that our buddy Adam always puts up and see a picture of Rod here after we post the show here, too, from the World Headquarters. So check it out. The Let's Talk Hookup app does it all for you. And we have him, the surf guru extraordinaire, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up,
great.
Gundy?
You know, we had a big holiday last weekend, so a lot of guys got pushed off the beach. But, boy, the beach is cleared out this week and some excellent fishing. I've got a doozy story for you here at the end. A good week of mixed bag fishing with lots of species in the catch. The Corbina bite was strong. The halibut bite perked up. Good spot fin, yellowfin action. Calico bass, some white sea bass catches, and then the bonita are all over the place, and we had a big yellowtail. Warm water and lots of baits, basically what's going on here. And like I said, very good conditions with the beaches clearing out. Hook, line, sinker reported good fishing off Goleta Beach. Several legal halibut to 32 inches were reported taken on flash minnows. Some white sea bass were also in the catch, mostly shorts, but they did have a 35 and a 32-inch legal white sea bass there out of the surf line. Good corvida action off of Carpinteria. Wiley's reported good mixed bag action off the reef beaches, spots like Las Flores and Big Rock, kicking out a mix of calico bass, sand bass, yellowfin, croaker, mostly short white sea bass, but the occasional legal and a variety of sharks. 12-pound halibut taken off the old chart house there on a pink Mr. Twister. Boy, that's a vintage lure, isn't it? I grew up with those, Pete. You remember those things?
Oh, yeah.
Big fish at Seal Beach reported an excellent bite on spotfin croaker, Seal Beach Pier and Jetty, 72nd place, hot spots there. The better fish, they had 2 over 5 pounds, so that's nice quality fish. Most of the fish, 2 to 4. The shop reported big bonita catches off the piers, the jetties, all around that area. Really good fishing, spoons, flashers working. Ketchum Tackle in Newport reported good corvina action at the river jetties and the street jetties. They had a couple fish pushing the 4-pound mark. And again, lots of bonita off the piers, the wedge, jetty. Hogan's reported the same thing. Lots of bonita in and around the harbor. Bubble and fly combos working off the pier there. Smaller colt snipers getting bites. Good corvina action in Capo Bay. Pacific Coast reported good corvina action. Army Navy Academy, South Carlsbad. One of the anglers in the shop there had a 22-pound halibut taken in Oceanside Harbor on a live smelt. And finally, you might have heard this report, Pete, but a 48-pound yellowtail taken out of the surf there at Black's Beach sometime last week.
Oh,
I got a phone call out. I'm trying to find out a little more information. I'll have it for you next week. But in general, I think the guys were fishing for sharks and were soaking like a whole sardine or something like that, and got the bite, and the fight went on, and I've got a...
Right.
Yeah, they're going to send me a photo, so we'll put it in the newspaper, but that is probably the largest halibut I've ever heard caught off the beach.
Yellowtail.
on a yellowtail.
Yeah, a yellowtail. Unbelievable.
Gundy, I just want to make sure that's your surf report. It was halibut, bonita, yellowtail, and white sea bass. Like, you were talking a surf report, not a great day at San Clemente Island, right?
Sounds like a good time to go surf fishing, no doubt.
It's pretty special.
Gundy, so cool. Thanks a lot for a great report. Sounds like fantastic fishing on the beach. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. And that report is sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com. You want the ultimate in surffish tackle and knowledge and everything? It's easy. It's all in one place. It's SurfFishTackle.com.
All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, and more with Rob from War Heroes on Water. You got Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, this is Pierce Johnson from the San Diego Padres.
Plenty of time. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Inning over.
The Padres play here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Cedrus Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool. Fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedrus Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedrus, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedrus. the surrounding islands in the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.